if marriage is such a focal point, if this is a signpost of what is to come with the marriage of the Lamb,
right,
why do so many Christian marriages end in divorce?
It's a great, great question. And I grieve as a pastor that in the West, particularly in the professing church today, there's a problem. There are concerns about the lack of health of marriages, Christian marriages. Now, I would tend to squabble a little bit with those who, I do think the stats bear out that Christian marriages do better than the general society.
Right. Not by much, though, right?
Not by a lot, but they do better overall. The concern would be, why are they not so much better? Mm-hmm. One of the things, just before I get to a point here to be made, but I want to say it is powerful in Scripture how marriage between a man and a woman is meant to be a mirroring of God himself and his relationship with his people. So you've got in Ephesians 5, Paul talking about how there's this beautiful image or analogy or picture of husband and wives with Christ and his church. And so there's this real sense in Scripture in which, and spiritual leaders in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1 are supposed to have great marriages. There's a sense in which our marriages, Christian marriages, are to reflect on the beauty of the gospel and the relationship of Christ and his church. So obviously, with that lack of health, there's a terrible witness there, right? Now, what I would say to people in talking a bit about this is to say, here's the problem that I'm finding in the Western church is that God has given us this roadmap. He's given us this guidebook in the Scriptures, right, to help us know how to live life and how to do marriage. But I'm going to tell you that after doing many, many marriages, many Christians don't follow this roadmap. They don't follow this guidebook, this, you know, manual, if you will, on how to juice everything out of the Creator's gift of marriage.
What do they ignore?
Makes sense. Well, they essentially don't go deep into God's word. And I would say, so they don't understand the basic principles that are critical in living out a good, healthy marriage. Here's what I sometimes say with couples when I would marry them. I would sort of say to them, hey, have you ever gone to Best Buy or someplace like that and bought a piece of electronics, and then you come home and the first thing you do is you read the instruction manual from front to back, right? And they all look at me like I'm weird and straight, you know, like, are you crazy? Of course we don't. We plug that baby in and we start to use it, and we kind of stumble across, you know, how to get something right out of it. And here's what I find, that many times we do this with marriage, but here's the thing that I notice, just like with the creator of that piece of electronics, you can't get the most out of it unless you really know what it was designed to do. Mm-hmm. And so in the same way, God, the creator of marriage, has given us principles and he's given us a guide on how to juice everything out of this special gift. But many Christians, David, do not know God's word, and they do not really even go deep into it to follow his principles. And so it's very concerning to me that sometimes Christians can be just like non-Christians, stumbling across principles that, you know, they're trying to do life mm-hmm. and do marriage, and they stumble across principles rather than they've got access to the best resource of understanding what marriage is about. And so sometimes even some non-Christians have better marriages than
totally.
Christians. Because they're stumbling, they're plugging it in and playing, if you will, with the piece of machinery, and they're coming across things, but they're getting more out of it than some Christians who aren't really going deep into the Word of God. And so what this is telling me is this is a barometer of the health of the church in the West.
Hmm.
Our marriages are a reflection
of a biblical illiteracy.
Of a biblical illiteracy, and more than that, because, you know, obviously the Bible isn't about just knowing.
No.
It's about knowing and experiencing, living out God's truth. But you got to know and go deep into God's word to know him. And so we have a lot of Christians who aren't doing that. And they're not doing that in the various aspects of their life, but especially in marriage.
It almost becomes like a practical atheism in that area.
Yes, exactly. So they profess Jesus, but they really don't go deep and say, okay, what does God want for my marriage? How does God want me to live this out? So, you know, marriage isn't simply for your happiness. It's for your holiness. Mm-hmm. God gave it as a gift to shape us into the likeness of Jesus Christ, right? So this is the kind of thing that a lot of Christians don't see and understand.